The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 9th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Tuesday of the third week of Lent. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary, and today is the commemoration of St. Francis of Rome. Born of wealthy parents in 1384, Frances became a devoted and loving wife, but she longed for a lifestyle of prayer and service. So she founded a society of women bound by no vows. They simply offered themselves to God and to the service of the poor. Frances lived with her husband until he died, and then she went to live the remainder of her life with the society, serving the poorest of the poor. St. Francis of Rome died in 1440. St. Francis of Rome, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Dear Lord, I do not know what will happen to me today. I only know that nothing will happen that was not foreseen by you and directed to my greater good from all eternity. I adore your holy and unfathomable plans and submit to them with all my heart for love of you, the Pope, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, let us pray that we may experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
Freedom is the fruit of a personal encounter. God has our freedom very much at heart. He wants us to be free. He loves us in as much as we are free. But why does God love our freedom? Because he sees in us the image of his incarnate Son, who has always adhered freely to the Father's plan, who freely accepted a body and freely abased himself to the point of death on the cross in that sacrificial oblation which the sacrament of the Eucharist actualizes every day on the altar. Genuine freedom is the fruit of a personal encounter with Jesus. The rich youth in the Gospel of Matthew did recognize in the Lord the possibility of human fulfillment, but did not have the courage to follow him all the way because he had too many riches. He believed mistakenly that true freedom was the absence of links, of ties, and of any obedience. And so, although he remained apparently free to act according to his own autonomous choices, he went away sad. We can undoubtedly try to build our life without Christ, but with the one consequence of remaining always alone and disconsolate. Jesus alone makes us free. One cannot think of freedom without thinking of the term liberation. Jesus is for us liberation. Liberation from sin, from our false desires, and ultimately from ourselves. Liberation is the most beautiful existential reverberation that faith can elicit in our life.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 8 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday of the third week of Lent, March 9th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. Today, Jesus speaks those same words to you. Take heart. I am here with you. Allow me to enter, and your life will change. We begin this day of prayer joining with the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Let God arise. Let his enemies flee before him.
Let God arise. Let his enemies flee before him.
Let God arise. Let his foes be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away. Like wax that melts before the fire, so shall the wicked perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God. They shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name. Make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult at his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O God, for the poor. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let God arise. Let his enemies flee before him.
Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death.
Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death.
The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home, the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Zalmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell forever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high. You have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel, into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Savior. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death, and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depth of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord.
They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary, the singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings, bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes, at the head, Judah's princes, a mighty throng, Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple, high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples. Let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Princes will make their way from Egypt. Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel. His might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, you have given us joy in your holy meal. Help us to understand the significance of your death and to acknowledge you as the conqueror of death, seated at the right hand of the Father.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord.
This is the favorable time.
This is the day of salvation.
A reading from the book of Exodus. When the people became aware of Moses' delay in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said to him, Come, make us a God who will be our leader. As for the man Moses who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has happened to him. Aaron replied, Have your wives and sons and daughters take off the golden earrings they are wearing. Bring them to me. So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron, who accepted their offering and fashioned this gold with a graving tool and made a molten calf. Then they cried out, This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. On seeing this, Aaron built an altar before the calf and proclaimed, Tomorrow is a feast day of the Lord. Early the next day, the people offered holocausts and brought peace offerings. Then they sat down to eat and drink and rose up to revel. With that, the Lord said to Moses, Go down at once to your people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed out to them, making for themselves a molten calf and worshipping it, sacrificing to it, and crying out, "This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt." I see how stiff-necked this people is, continued the Lord to Moses. Let me alone then, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them. Then I will make of you a great nation. But Moses implored the Lord his God, saying, "Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with such great power and with so strong a hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'With evil intent he brought them out, that he might kill them in the mountains and exterminate them from the face of the earth'? Let your blazing wrath die down. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and all this land that I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage.'" So the Lord relented in the punishment he had threatened to inflict on his people. Moses then turned and came down the mountain with the two tablets of the commandments in his hands, tablets that were written on both sides, front and back, tablets that were made by God, having inscriptions on them that they were engraved by God himself. Now, when Joshua heard the noise of the people shouting, he said to Moses, "That sounds like a battle in the camp." But Moses answered, "It does not sound like cries of victory, nor does it sound like cries of defeat. The sounds that I hear are cries of revelry." As he drew near the camp, he saw the calf and the dancing. With that, Moses' wrath flared up, so that he threw the tablets down and broke them on the base of the mountain. Taking the calf they had made, he fused it in the fire and then ground it down to powder, which he scattered on the water and made the Israelites drink. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. They exchanged the God who was their glory for the image of a grass-eating ox.
They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done such wonders in Egypt, such marvels at the Red Sea.
Their senseless hearts were darkened. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for corruptible idols.
They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done such wonders in Egypt, such marvels at the Red Sea.
From a sermon by St. Peter Chrysologist, Bishop. There are three things, brethren, by which faith stands firm, devotion remains constant, and virtue endures. They are prayer, fasting, and mercy. Prayer knocks at the door, fasting obtains, mercy receives. Prayer, mercy, and fasting. These three are one, and they give life to each other. Fasting is the soul of prayer. Mercy is the lifeblood of fasting. Let no one try to separate them. They cannot be separated. If you have only one of them or not all together, you have nothing. So if you pray, fast. If you fast, show mercy. If you want your petition to be heard, hear the petition of others. If you do not close your ear to others, you open God's ear to yourself. When you fast, see the fasting of others. If you want God to know that you are hungry, know that another is hungry. If you hope for mercy, show mercy. If you look for kindness, show kindness. If you want to receive, give. If you ask for yourself what you deny to others, your asking is a mockery. Let this be the pattern for all men when they practice mercy. Show mercy to others in the same way, with the same generosity, with the same promptness as you want others to show mercy to you. Therefore, let prayer, mercy, and fasting be one single plea to God on our behalf, one speech in our defense, a threefold united prayer in our favor. Let us use fasting to make up for what we have lost by despising others. Let us offer our souls in sacrifice by means of fasting. There is nothing more pleasing that we can offer to God, as the psalmist said in prophecy. A sacrifice to God is a broken spirit. God does not despise a bruised and humbled heart. Offer your soul to God. Make him an oblation of your fasting so that your soul may be a pure offering, a holy sacrifice, a living victim, remaining your own and at the same time made over to God. Whoever fails to give this to God will not be excused. For if you are to give him yourself, you are never without the means of giving. To make these acceptable, mercy must be added. Fasting bears no fruit unless it is watered by mercy. Fasting dries up when mercy dries up. Mercy is to fasting as rain is to the earth. However much you may cultivate your heart, clear the soil of your nature, root out vices, sow virtues, if you do not release the springs of mercy, your fasting will bear no fruit. When you fast, if your mercy is thin, then your harvest will be thin. When you fast, what you pour out in mercy overflows into your barn. Therefore, do not lose by saving, but gather in by scattering. Give to the poor, and you give to yourself. You will not be allowed to keep what you have refused to give to others. Prayer accompanied by fasting and giving to the poor is good.
Since giving to the poor expiates every sin,
it wins forgiveness and life everlasting.
Since giving to the poor expiates every sin.
Let us pray. May your grace not forsake us, O Lord, we pray, but make us dedicated to your holy service, and at all times obtain for us your help. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Angelingua gloriosi, corporis mysterium, sanguinisque preciosi, quem in mundi precium. Fructus ventris generosi, rex effudit gentium. Nobis datus, nobis natus, ex intacta virgine, et in mundo conversatus per soverbi semini.
Sing, my tongue, the Savior's glory. That is Voice Trek with Panja Lingua. 26 minutes before the hour. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday of the third week of Lent, March 9th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the theme is forgiveness. From the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Then Peter came up and said to him,
Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?
I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the reckoning, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. Out of pity for him, the Lord of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But that same servant, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, Pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and besought him, Have patience with me. And I will pay you. He refused and went and put him in prison till he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their Lord all that had taken place. Then his Lord summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant! I forgave you all that debt because you besought me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? In anger, his Lord delivered him to the jailers till he should pay all his debt. So also, my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. One of the hallmarks of a follower of Christ is forgiveness. After all, we pray for it and express our willingness to offer it every day. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. It is almost inevitable in our daily dealings with others at work, at home, in social relationships that small frictions occur. It is also possible that someone may offend us or treat us unfairly, and this may hurt us. And perhaps this may happen not infrequently. Have I pardoned as often as seven times, I might ask myself? That is to say, do I always forgive? It is the question our Lord puts to Peter in the Gospel of today's Mass. It is also the proposed theme for our prayer today. Do we know how to forgive on all occasions? Do we do so promptly? We are aware of our Lord's reply to Peter and to ourselves, not 7, I tell you, but 70 times 7. That is to say, always, without limit. The Lord asks those who follow him, of you and me, a forgiving approach and unlimited pardon. The Lord demands of his own friends a completely generous largeness of heart. He wants us to imitate him. The omnipotence of God, says St. Thomas Aquinas, is shown above all in the act of his forgiveness and the use of his mercy. For the way he has of showing his supreme power is to pardon freely. And thus, nothing makes us so godlike as our willingness to forgive. It is where we also show our greatness of soul, our magnanimity. Far be it from us, therefore, to remember who has offended us or the humiliations we have endured, no matter how unjust, how uncivil, or unmannerly they may have been, because it would not be right for a son of God to be preparing and keeping some kind of dossier from which to read off a list of grievances. Although my neighbor may not improve, although over and over again he might commit the same offense or do something that offends me, I should avoid all bitterness. My heart should be pure and kept clean of all enmity. The pardon we grant has to be sincere from the heart and be granted just as God pardons us. Forgive us our trespasses, we say each day in the Our Father, as we forgive those who trespass against us. An immediate pardon without allowing bitterness or a spirit of divisiveness to eat away at the heart, without either humiliating the other person or being in any way melodramatic. Often in daily life, it is not even necessary to say you are forgiven. It is enough to smile, to change the direction of the conversation, to make an affectionate gesture, to forgive once and for all as if the offense had never taken place at all. It is not necessary for us to suffer great injustice before we show such charity. Those little things which happen each day are opportunity enough. Arguments in the home over trifling matters, sharp replies or disconcerting gestures often caused by no more than tiredness at work, in traffic jams, or in the rush of public transport. We would not be living our Christian life well if at the least sign of friction our charity began to grow cold and we began to feel distanced from others, or if we ourselves turned glum. Nor would it be very Christian if, when perhaps some serious damage were to cause us to lose our sense of the presence of God, our soul were to lose its peace and joy. We would not be behaving in a Christian way if we allowed ourselves to become touchy. We have to examine ourselves to see what our reactions are like when the irritations of the day crop up. Following our Lord closely implies finding, even in the area of tiny contradictions or in the case of more serious injustices, the way to holiness. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 18 before the hour. Morning prayer is coming up on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak for Tuesday of the third week of Lent, March 9th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's pray with the whole church now. We are led by our friends at DivineOffice.org. In morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You have blessed your land. You have forgiven the sins of your people.
Lord,
you have blessed your land.
You have forgiven the sins of your people.
O Lord, you once favored your land and revived the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of your people and covered all their sins. You averted all your rage. You calmed the heat of your anger.
Revive us now, God, our helper. Put an end to your grievance against us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease?
Will you not restore again our life, that your people may rejoice in you? Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help.
I will hear what the Lord God has to say, a voice that speaks of peace. Peace for his people and his friends and those who turn to him in their hearts. His help is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land.
Mercy and faithfulness have met. Justice and peace have embraced. Faithfulness shall spring from the earth and justice look down from the heavens.
The Lord will make us prosper, and our earth shall yield its fruit. Justice shall march before him, and peace shall follow his steps.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Show us your mercy, Lord. Our misery is known to us. May no evil desires prevail over us, for your glory and love dwell in our hearts.
Lord, you have blessed our land.
You have forgiven the sins of your people.
My soul has yearned for you in the night, and as morning breaks, I watch for your coming.
My soul has yearned for you in the night, and as morning breaks, I watch for your coming.
A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith.
A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace. In peace, for its trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock.
The way of the just is smooth. The path of the just you make level. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our souls.
My soul yearns for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me keeps vigil for you. When your judgment dawns on the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice.
O Lord, you mete out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all we have done.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
My soul has yearned for you in the night, and as morning breaks, I watch for your coming.
Lord, let the light of your face shine upon us.
Lord, let the light of your face shine upon us.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice, with fairness. You rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. Be gracious and bless us, Lord, and let your face shed its light on us, so that we can make you known with reverence and bring forth a harvest of justice.
Lord, let the light of your face shine upon us.
A reading from the book of Joel. Return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
The Lord said, Peter, I do not tell you to forgive only 7 times, but 70 times 7.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior. Born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies,
from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies. Free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, The dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord said, Peter, I do not tell you to forgive only 7 times, but 70 times 7. Praise to Christ, who has given us himself as the bread from heaven. Let us pray to him, saying,
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Lord, feed us at the banquet of the Eucharist.
With all the gifts of your Paschal sacrifice,
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls.
Come to strengthen us.
Give us a perfect heart to receive your word,
that we may bring forth fruit in patience.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls.
Come to strengthen us.
Make us eager to work with you in building a better world,
so that it may listen to your church and its gospel of peace.
Jesus, You feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
We confess, Lord, that we have sinned.
Wash us clean by your gift of salvation.
Jesus,
you feed and heal our souls.
Come to strengthen us.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
May your grace not forsake us, O Lord, we pray, but make us dedicated to your holy service, and at all times obtain for us your help. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hey, it's Tuesday, Good News Day, and it may be Lent, but that doesn't excuse you from going out and sharing the good news. So get up off your knees and get to it. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn, Patrick Madrid after a bit. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do this again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. In the meantime, go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.